You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM, HD, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. For the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing The Wave Project, KFAI's weekly community access hour. If you'd like to produce your own one-hour radio program, information on applying can be found at kfai.org/Wave Project. The views expressed on this program are those of the persons expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views or
and
opinions
hello
of Fresh
this
Air's
morning
Incorporated Board
and
of Directors, volunteers,
welcome.
Or staff.
Right, yeah. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday's Shays Songwriter Cafe with Cher Dial. And we are here on a beautiful Sunday morning, and I am here with Mike, my engineer. And, you know, Mike, we do Saturday mornings together. We do commercials here, and I was so happy to hear that you were going to be our engineer today, and we're kind of in a different situation, so I'm glad to have you here with us today.
I'm glad to be with you.
Yeah, definitely. And we have two special guests for our songwriter show. We have Stefan Slater. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And we have Stan O'Daffer. Hello, Stan.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are going to be talking to Stefan about his latest upcoming release, Blackfish Movement, Volume 1. And I can't wait. We are going to be hearing stories behind the songs. We're going to be hearing the songs off the album. And I know this has like been such a labor of love to you, so I'm sure you're anxious to get your music out.
Yes, I am. This is, I feel honored to be here and share our journey.
Yes. Definitely, definitely. And I know you're really a humble person, but you've really worked hard on this album, and it really is amazing. So you really have, you know, something to be very, very proud of. But I was going to ask now, how did you and Stan get together? Because I know Stan is a co-producer on this album. How long have you known each other?
Since 89.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We met through a friend.
Uh-huh.
She said, hey, I know this really great keyboardist, so
all right.
We've just hung around and been around each other for a while.
Yeah, we got together and just clicked. And
that's great. Yeah. Do you, now, on the Blackfish Movement album, do you have the same band members or do you use different band members?
No.
Or is it session players?
Well, my main producers were Morris Hayes. He's a keyboard player for Prince and NPG, and Jack Robinson, who played bass. Mm-hmm. And then we would use various musicians for drums, and then Stan's also contributed to this to the songs that I wrote.
Yeah.
Years ago.
That's great. Yeah, and I know you guys did a show. Stan, you have your own band also, right? That
yep.
you play with, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. And how different is that from Blackfish?
Well, we had a show last night,
right?
Downtown in the Waterworks Park.
Uh-huh.
It was fun. Yeah, the band's called Jesse Street Band.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, Stefan came in and jammed on the last couple of songs. We did a cool version of Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, nice, nice.
And then we do like some Beatles. We did Come Together and
Fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, definitely. And that's cool when you can go out and do different projects.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
we do.
You know.
So that band is, we take like hits from the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and I kind of put my jazzy spin on it. And so, yeah, bringing Stefan in is great because then we can just kind of rock out and light it up, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. And I know you, I was going to say, you guys played a show last week at The Hook, and that was absolutely amazing. Oh, so what does it feel like when you've put all this work into this album and then you go in front of the people and you finally are able to play your songs in front of, you know, an audience and get in a reaction from them? I mean, that's got to be like the best feeling in the world.
It is. It's very spontaneous. And I think actually when you get on stage and you're playing for an audience, because it's all about the audience.
Right.
I go into this zone.
Right, the zone, right. Yeah, exactly, exactly, yeah.
I have to see myself afterwards and go, oh, dude.
Right, yeah.
So, exactly. You know, this is a life story. It's, you know, and I, like I said on my album, back of my album, is that every life is a book, and this is my book.
Sure, sure. So. And you started at a young age playing, and when did you figure out maybe that, oh, wait, you know, I think I can write? Too. Is it something that came naturally, or was it something that like you just put down and you said, oh, wait, this might be a good song?
It just came naturally from stories, you know?
Yeah, life stories.
Yeah, just life stories, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like Everyday Sinner, you know? that song is about, you know, I'm a Christian, so I'm, you know.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah. Like all of us, right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, that's great. And, I know that seeing you guys live, like, there's an energy that really doesn't come through, like, the record. And like you were saying, you know, you kind of go into a zone. And I know standing in front of the stage and watching Stefan is just like an experience in itself. So if anybody gets to, you know, come out and see Blackfish Movement, you know, for sure, come and see them. Now, this next first song that we are going to play is actually one of the songs off your album, and it's Revolution.
Yep.
So maybe you could tell us a little bit about Revolution, because what's amazing is that even though it was written a while ago, it's so relevant as, you know, what everything that happened this winter in Minneapolis, across the world, you know, it just all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, how relevant is that song? I bet you never even imagined at the time you were writing it that it would be so relevant.
Well, yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy about it. That's what Stan was saying, that you know, I wrote this song over 20 years ago. And I wrote it because I felt like, you know, we can't change what we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the power is in our hands.
Yeah, definitely,
you know,
right.
As citizens. So I'll just let you check it out, and then you can see how it goes. And Stan also was a co-producer on all of this music, too.
He's, right, uh-huh.
He's a great guy.
So. And you did the beginning for this, too, right?
Yeah, I tried to give it that kind of epic, mysterious feel.
Right.
And we can't wait. We are working on a video. So
right,
when
yes.
When that comes out, you'll see.
I know. Oh, my God. I know. I can't wait. Can't wait. Well, okay, here we are. Again, we are with Stefan Slater and Stan O'Daffer on the Sunday Showcase Show here on KFAI. And we are going to play off of Blackfish Movement Volume 1, Revolution, right here.
Crying, When love's the one that's dying, be an inner revolution. When love's tried by execution, preach, brother, brother. I think I heard from another. My strength, a bit my will. I gotta rely within myself. Revolution, the power is in our head. No solution, if we can't change what we don't.
Right, and we are back, and that was, of course, Revolution by Black First Movement. And I have Stefan Slater here and Stan O'Daffer. And that was great. We were talking with Mike even, and there's a lot of Jimi Hendrix feel in that. And I know you were heavily influenced by Jimi Hendrix, so maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when I was a little kid, my brothers... they really was into, you know, blues and rock and roll and funk. And my brother, my oldest brother, said, "Hey, man, you should check out Axis Bold as Love." And like, and I just, you know, back then with albums, there was Journeys. The lyrics was poetry. It was just beautiful. You know, because I always say it's like anger. She smiles, towering in shallow metallic purple armor.
Uh-huh, right.
You know?
Right,
yeah.
It's
just so cool. So
right.
Jimmy kind of inspired me.
Yeah, because I know when you recite some of his lyrics, they're really beautiful if you just recite his lyrics without the music, you know, Jimmy's,
well,
a lot of his lyrics.
The last thing I'm going to say is that Freddie Mercury said he saw Jimmy five nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And he said what he learned from Jimmy is to just be who you are. And he said, stand naked in front of God.
Exactly, right,
don't,
yeah.
Don't just be
right.
who you are,
be
man.
Be who you are, right. It, yeah, exactly.
And you'll be all right.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely, for sure. Oh, my God. But, yeah, that is, I think, a lot of people will kind of put the two and two together. But you have your, definitely, you have your own, you know, sound,
yeah.
too. So, I mean, that's great. Now, Stan, you two, did you say you are writing right now? Something for your next volume two, because obviously it's volume one, so I would assume you have a volume two coming out.
Yeah, we got things in the hopper that are cooking right now, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Is it easy to collaborate, do you think, or is it, do you guys maybe, you know, put one section of it, something together, and then say, okay, you know, Stefan, I like this, you know, and then Stefan, you put another one together, or is it easier for you guys to maybe sit together and write together as a, you know, as one in person? Because things have changed so much in the industry now. I mean, you don't even have to be in the same country,
right,
you know, anymore
right,
to
yeah.
write with somebody. But, you
yeah.
know, I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, I mean, it's so much more personal if you're actually sitting with each other, you know,
well,
writing.
We get together and jam and have fun.
Right, uh-huh.
And then, you know, then you develop the story and... That's
yeah,
how it works.
And you guys know each other so
yeah.
well. I'm
yeah.
sure things, you know, kind of come easily.
Yep.
And I was just going to ask, like, why was this the right time in your life to release this album? Because I know you've had these songs, you know, for a while. And so what about this? Why at this time?
Well, I wanted to get it done. I mean, my buddy uh-huh. Jack Robinson said, hey, dude, you got to get this album done. And that was 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. And so I'm, you know, I've played in other bands and I've done other things, but like Stan and I have been in different bands and stuff and having fun.
Sure.
And I'm just doing this thing.
Yeah, you know? It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And I think it's the right time too. And I think everybody's going to totally enjoy it. And we'll get to that later where they can get the album. But now the next song is the first song of the album, Love 6 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know you have a story, I'm sure, behind this. One.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the story is that, you know, it's about finding someone, thinking about someone that you love.
Uh huh.
And, you know, it's a kind of a fascination thing. And, you know, you're going to take one day off from it. Because,
right, right.
I'm a Catholic. So.
Right.
So I got to, you know, go somewhere else. But that's what it's about, you know. And it kind of, Chicago, the band Chicago kind of inspired this song.
Oh, okay. Right. right. Right, right, right. Yeah.
You know, so, and you'll hear it and you'll, it's a funk rock piece with Jack Robinson and Morris jamming on it with me. And Stan's also contributed to it, too.
Great. Okay. Well, we are going to listen to another cut from the album, Blackfish Movement, Volume 1. And this is Love 6 to 4 on KFAI.
God said, let there be rest on the seventh day. She gives me shelter. She knows.
never gives me pain.
She lives beyond her wings of love, and God knows come and takes me away. Yeah. When I need a little more, baby, she gives me love from 6 to 4. I love 6 to 4. When I need so much more, baby, she gives me love.
Programming at KFAI is supported in part by the Dakota, presenting the Devin Allman Project, Sunday, August 23rd.
Devin Allman celebrates 20 years since the release of his first album with this very special to-date retrospective of his career.
He'll pull songs from each of his musical projects, including Honey Tribe, the Allman Betts Band, Blues Summit, Royal Southern Brotherhood, as well as songs from the Allman Brothers catalog.
Opening the show, our special guest, GA20. More information about the Devin Allman Project live at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
And we are back on KFAI with our special guest today, Stefan Slater and Stan Odaffer of Blackfish Movement, and they are talking their new songs off the album Blackfish Movement Volume 1. And we just had the pleasure of listening to Love 6 to 4. And I was going to ask about this. When you're writing, and I've asked a lot of songwriters this because I'm not a songwriter. When you're writing a song and, like, in your head, are you... When you're writing the lyrics, are you like going, okay, well, this is where I want the guitar, this is where I want the drums, this is where I want the... And I mean, I'm sure, Stan, you can answer that too. You know, I mean, or how does that all come together? I mean, because that just fascinates... That's a part of a songwriting that really fascinates me, is how it all comes together.
Well, sometimes, you know, when I write a song, if I get a groove in my head, I immediately record it.
So okay. Okay.
And sometimes I think of things, a story, and I write it first. So it's, and it all just, the way you
create this music is you got to feel it,
mm-hmm.
and what makes sense for it. I'm not writing just to, hey, I'm going to be made of this, you know, rock song or this pop song. It's like, this
right.
is a story.
Right, right.
So I can't really say how it I develop it.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Right. And do you ever think about, like, because I know you're kind of in a genre of, like, how would you describe it? Like, funk, or how would you describe your music, really?
I say it's funk rock.
Funk rock, uh-huh.
With blues.
Right.
And, you know, and it has the swing to it. It's, you know, we just try to have fun, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you ever think of, you know, kind of writing a song in like a different feel, like, you know, really acoustic, like, you know, not country, but you know what I'm saying, just totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a song called Miss You, and the way I originally felt the groove is not how it turned out. It turned out more of like a Santana.
Okay, right.
Song. So you get in the studio and things just go, you know?
Yeah, because that was another thing I was going to ask is about, like, you know, you have it in your head and you obviously have it written down or whatever, how you want it. But then once you get into the studio, it's probably a lot of improvisation, you know? And so then does it, like, totally switch up and you're like, oh, my God, wait, you know, this is completely different than what I had, you know, envisioned it to sound like? You know, because once you guys start playing, it probably, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of times it's happy mistakes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a nice, yeah, way to put it. Yeah.
Seriously, you'll be working on something and like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. But, hey, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Let's keep it.
Exactly. So, you
know.
Yeah.
Right. That's just how it works. I mean, you know, you're getting, you know, it's just, this is the way we work and this way I develop our songs.
Yeah, that's wonderful. We are going to listen to another song now, which is Keep On Walking.
I'd like to tell you that story.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I love Keep On Walking.
Well, Keep On Walking came about. I had an office downtown Minneapolis, and every day I'd see this brother is a Vietnam vet. He was homeless, but he would draw stuff. Have you draw stuff on his gear? And
oh, really?
And that's how he made his money. But then I'd always say to him, "Hey, man, how you doing, Dave?" He said, "Hey, brother, I'm gonna keep on walking."
Mm, right.
So I got inspired by that and went into the studio with Jack and Morris, and we recorded this song in one day, wrote it and recorded it in one day.
Oh, my gosh.
It's amazing. I just love it.
Right.
It's just, it's so, and when I played it for him, man, he gave me a long hug, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
Dave, brother, if you're listening, man, I love you, man.
All right. Well, we have another great song off the album, and this is Keep On Walking by Blackfish Movement, Volume 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can tell you're one of many. You think it will last a lifetime. In your world, life is easy. While your cities are left to crime, baby. A building shelters for the hungry, yeah. Brother, can you spare a dime? Sing it with me. And keep on walking.
Keep on walking.
Everything will turn out. There's a child born yesterday, yeah. On the streets by the age of 5, baby. Sell his soul for dead presidents. She's feeling cracked by the age of 9. So you take him through your system. No matter what the crime, sing it with me. I keep on walking.
Keep on walking.
And everything will turn out fine.
Keep on walking.
If Rome wasn't built in one day,
keep on walking.
And it'll come back to you, to you in time. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Check it out. Mother of two on welfare, the new enemy of her times. She's the backbone of our future. Too young to live. And
Okay, and that was...
Keep on walking.
I always love when that happens, right? keep on walking. And that was a great story. And, of course, a great, you know, it's unmistakably you. I know, like I said, people are going to really start to get to know not only your voice, but your style of playing. And I think that's great that you have your own distinctive style. You know, do you realize that?
I don't really think about it that way. You know, I just write.
Yeah.
And play. Some people say I got a certain kind of a style, but, you know, I don't really think about it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, while we're here, I know I just wanted to give a shout out to some people that I know are listening because they were really excited to hear about this album, too. And so I'm going to give a shout out to, and I got a list here. Okay, Bob and Gump, Teddy, Kelly, Karina, Julie, Cindy, Jackie, Tom, and Zach. And we really appreciate you tuning in to our show today and for, of course, everybody else that tunes in to KFAI because this is a great station here in Minneapolis. And we love to, you know, support our community and our local artists and our local musicians. And so that's, you know, basically what this show, too, is all about. So tell us a little bit about your connection to Morris Hayes.
Morris Hayes, great. He's a great artist. He was he worked with Prince for 20 years, and he's just an amazing guy. And him and Jack Robinson. Jack Robinson was created a music college called IPR, Institute of Production and Recording. And those guys just believed in, you know, helping me develop these stories, you know?
Yeah, right.
They put their talents in, you know? It's funny when you're recording, you think in your head you don't sound the same way.
Oh, yeah, know? Definitely.
So
yeah.
I find it funny when people come in and record and they go, I don't sound like that.
Oh, yeah, right,
you
right,
know? So
yeah.
They help you. Oh, that's what a producer is there for.
Yeah.
Is to help you create what you've got going on.
Yeah, and we're all critical of ourselves and how we sound and how, you know, everything else. So it helps to really have somebody, you know, behind you. And I know Prince obviously had a, you know, tremendous impact here on, you know, many people here in Minneapolis. And what impact did he have on you? when you think about Prince and what he's did for musicians in this city.
Well, I mean, yeah, this city, it's amazing the artists are in this town, and the people that I've had the opportunity to be around. I mean, just to hang out with them, you know?
Yeah.
And it's amazing. People don't realize. I mean,
I don't think so.
It's not a very big city.
Right.
You know? It's not like New York or California, you know, LA or DC.
I know.
And I'm just fascinated.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I've met here.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I think that the majority of people around the country, they don't realize like the Minneapolis music scene is unreal.
Oh, really. Well, Mambo's Combo is one of the greatest cover bands in town. They've been together for, I don't know, 30 years or something. And the first person I met in that band was Cynthia Johnson,
mm-hmm.
who sang Funky Town.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so when people come to town, I said, you got to go see Mambo's Combo.
Right.
Yeah.
And didn't you say that you had played when you were really young with funk? Who was the band you played with when you were real young?
Well, I opened up for Funkadelic.
Yeah, Funkadelic. Yeah.
And
that's crazy, huh?
In Sugarloaf Mountain in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's great.
So that was a lot of fun.
And I'm sure you have stories about that.
Yeah. I can't talk about that.
Right. That's another show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Well, now, tell us about this other the other song we're going to hear now from the album. We are going to hear Temptation. Is it Temptation we're going to hear?
Everyday Sinner.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Everyday Sinner, I wrote because...
again, being a Catholic, like we were saying,
we're all sinners, right? I mean, come on, you know.
Because we were talking during the break. It's like, okay, so your album is like, okay, Everyday Sinner, Temptation, all these different things, right? So, but it's got a message to it, really.
Wow, see,
really? I'm just teasing you.
Okay.
But anyways, go on.
I'll let the song sing.
Everyday Sinner. Really? Okay. Well, here we are with Everyday Sinner on KFAI.
Never mind the hard times, never mind the heart of pain. You say there is no difference, nothing more to gain. Don't be foolish, unaware. Don't be foolish, baby. Go on your shoulder, I'll be there. I'll be there. I just wanna be a winner. But in your mind, yeah, I'm just an everyday sinner. Everyday sinner. Give me freedom to love. Give me freedom to do what I want. Give me freedom to live, baby. Give me freedom to leave it all behind. Don't be foolish, unaware. Don't be foolish, baby. Go on your shoulder, I'll be there. I'll be there. I just wanna be a winner. Within your mind, I'm just an everyday sinner. Listen up.
world's unforgiving. To that, there's no end. You keep your feet on the ground, baby. You get pulled right to the edge. Don't be foolish, unaware. Don't be foolish, baby. Look over your shoulder, I'll be there. I'll be there, yeah. I just wanna be your winner. But in your mind. Yeah. You gotta love your brother, baby. Yeah, yes. We're all in it together. Yeah, baby. It's all in your mind. We just wanna be free.
All right, Everyday Sinner. From Stephen Slayer, and that was another great song off of your album. And I bet you are so excited to get this. Do you ever get nervous after you write a song and say it's like really personal and everything? Does it ever? Do you ever get nervous about playing it in front of people and you know what they might think?
Well, yeah, I mean, not really nervous, but it's because it's you know, it's about the band. It's not about me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the type of music we do, everybody has their...
Sure.
It's not like, I write it this way, but
well, right, yeah.
Stan's going to play it the way he wants to play.
Yeah, right.
But the way he feels it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we you know, perform. And I mean, I learned that thing from you know, who, I'm not going to say his name, but he in his rehearsal space, he had a whole wall behind him was mirrors.
Okay.
And so Jack and I were sitting there, and I said, why do you have the mirrors? He says, it's not about me. It's about what the audience is going to see.
Okay.
And how,
yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that's what it's about. You know, that's what I learned from guys like that. And real quick about Everyday Sinner.
Yeah, tell me a little story about that.
I recorded that at a Creation Studio, which is no longer there on what?
On Nicollet.
On Nicollet.
Yeah.
And I go in there, and... there's a piano there, and the dude goes, I get ready to do some stuff, and he says, don't touch that, man. That's Ricky Peterson's piano. And mm-hmm. You know, I just moved here, and I said, okay. And then I started recording Everyday Sinner, and Steve Miller walks in.
Oh, wow.
Because he was recording some stuff.
Okay, right.
And so he was checking out Everyday Sinner. And the funniest part of this song is Brian Edwards, amazing drummer. He's toured with some famous artists, and he was uncomfortable with playing it with my bass player, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, Stephen, can I just play these drums by myself?
Oh.
No instruments. So
okay.
He recorded this.
First. Really?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, right.
Brian was just amazing drummer, man.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I know, isn't it funny how life is and stuff?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just funny how, you know, like I said, every life is a book, man. It's all stories.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to mention, too, for the audience that this is an album form, because obviously album is coming back, and obviously digital. But I know you guys, like me, were of the same kind of age group.
Yeah.
And so we have really seen the gamut of how the music business has progressed. And what do you think of it today? Because obviously it's all digital, video, social media. And I mean, it's like you almost have to do all that, be a social media, you know, guru to even, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Well, I'll just make an announcement now.
Yes.
This album is that there is absolutely no AI on this album.
Okay, really? So, thank you.
This is
right.
This is about
exactly
as old school as you can be.
Right.
Yeah,
it was right.
Recording on 2-inch tape.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that really is something, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That is wild, but yeah. So we're gonna tell people how they can get the album, and I love it. Don't you?
Yeah, it's like my brother Jack Robinson. They would say, "Tape don't lie."
Right. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. Too funny. But anyways, we are going to go into a break right now, and then we're going to be back with some more music from Blackfish Movement.
Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Programming on KFAI is supported in part by First Avenue presenting Ani XO at the 7th Street Entry Friday, August 21st.
Ani XO is touring with her latest release, Something Profound.
Ani's music is a blend of folk stylings and alternative songwriting to convey the struggles of youth in a postmodern landscape.
Opening the show is Haroon, Bathtub Sig, and Lily Blue.
More information about Ani XO at the 7th Street Entry is available at first-avenue.com.
I'll just say we're back in, then he'll talk, yeah. And we are back here on the Sunday Shays Songwriter Cafe with Cher Dial, and we have our two special live guests here, Stefan Slater and Stan O'Daffer, not O'Gaffer, as I said to I'm just teasing you. Yeah, I hit the G instead of the D. Sorry about that. But anyways, we are back here and we are having a great time. We're talking music, stories, and all kinds of things with these guys this morning. And Steph, you had a story about this next song.
Yeah,
Temptation.
Well, you know, Jack Robinson, man. I mean, he played. You know, he played with in bands with worked with Prince and everything. He said, "Dude, you know, I know you do that, the rock thing, blues thing, funk, but could you write a song that Baby Brother would love?" And we know Baby Brother starts with a P. I'm not going to say his name.
You won't say his name?
No.
But we know who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, we know.
So I wanted to record this and see if he liked it, and he did like it.
Mm.
So good.
All right. And here we are again with Temptation off of the album Blackfish Movement, Volume 1.
And you know it's not good for you. No matter how good it seems. just let me get right back into my groove.
Temptation. All right. That's wonderful. And okay, now, I'm just going to say this in cryptic. Okay. Baby brother P said, yep. Right? He said to you once, he said, you sound like Jimi Hendrix.
No.
You tell the story.
Larry Graham.
Larry Graham. Okay.
Called me and said that I kind of sound like he reminds me of
Jimi Hendrix, Prince, and Sly.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. Hey,
I don't know.
Come
about
on,
that.
You know, I don't know
about
it's
that,
true
man,
though. You know,
you know.
No, seriously. I mean,
baby
I think
brother would be shaking his head right now.
Going, yep, you do. And he'd be so proud of this album, really, because you sound so, so great on this album. And I'm so, like I said, it's been a labor of love, and it's just got to be so, you know, fulfilling to finally have it out. I mean, I just don't even know what that would, you know, feel like when it goes from, you know, the process of writing and then to everything and then playing out, you know. So, and then you got the video coming out. So that's all great stuff that's happening.
Yep.
And going on tour, are you looking to go on tour?
Yeah, I'm looking. You know, we're working on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all real positive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, these hours, they just go so fast,
I know,
you know, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But we are going to be able to play another song, Take Good Care. And I really like this song. And this song to me seems like it would be like if you did an acoustic version of it. You know, do you ever think about doing that or not really? Not really.
I mean, I'll do Keep On Walking. I've got other tunes, too, that are acoustic.
Acoustic versions.
Yeah.
It would just be interesting to, like, kind of take some of these tunes and do, like, an acoustic version. Oh, and by the way, Stan plays keyboards. I don't know if we mentioned that earlier in the show, but, Stan plays keyboards, and I'm so happy that Stan could come in here with us today, too, because he's such a big part of the album, you know?
Stan put a really cool groove at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this song is kind of an homage to the Beatles on it.
Strawberry
Fields thing going on at the end.
Yeah, you'll check it out at the ending. Stan O'Daffer, ladies and gentlemen.
Really? All right. Yeah. And this is Take Good Care again on KFAI.
I love you. You never know how much.
And Steph's going to, okay. All right, and that was Take Good Care. And like you were saying, kind of a Beatles kind of flair to it.
Yeah.
On the end of it, yeah. And, you know, we were just saying how this these hours just fly by.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking to good people and stories behind the music, which is what this show is all about. And you had a lot of good stories, a lot of great music. And where can people find out more about your music?
You can order the download or a vinyl at stephenslater.com. That's StephenSlater.com. And I want to also give a quick shout out to Peter Bourne, Riverbourne Creations music production studio. He mastered these through his studio. So.
Yeah, anybody else you want to mention too, you know, is great.
Well, I mean, I think if you get on my website, you can see all the people.
It takes so many people, you know.
I would need another 15 minutes to, right. to thank everybody.
Exactly, exactly.
But I'm extremely grateful to this brother right here.
Right, right.
And Jack Robinson and Morris Hayes.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for joining us this morning on Sunday Shays Songwriter Cafe. And catch us on the next episode on KFAI.
Listening to The Wave Project, KFAI's Community Access Hour. If you'd like to find out how you can produce your own one-hour radio program, check the KFAI website at kfai.org/waveproject. The Wave Project. It's anything you want it to be. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul.